We're 16 days away from the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th in Collinsville, Illinois. Register today at issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Human Rights Campaign is a LGBT rights group, although the T, you gotta wonder about the T, stands now for transgender. They don't seem to be paying as much attention to that issue, at least the issue that seems to be, as our guest here for the next few minutes, the beachhead, the major beachhead for transgendered rights, the bathroom, the public bathroom. They don't seem to be paying much attention to that. We're going to be talking with Glenn Stanton, answering the question why this pro-LGBT group is ignoring trans bathroom policies in corporate America. Glenn Stanton is a regular guest director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family, author of the books The Ring Makes All the Difference and Loving My LGBT Neighbor, and a recent column for The Federalist titled The Human Rights Campaign is a Major Hypocrite on Trans Bathroom Policies. Glenn, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be back with you, Todd.
If I walk into Target, I will see some kind of implementation of a transgender bathroom option there. It'd be different maybe from store to store. But if I walk into Walmart, which I do on an almost daily basis, I see men and women. So why does Human Rights Campaign give them both a 100% score?
Well, that, of course, is the big, big question. It's interesting. Me being a nerd in this kind of stuff, I follow these things. And HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, which you said is you know, the largest, most influential pro-gay lobby in the world, they put out annually this thing, what they call the Corporate Equality Index. And it is a report on just how major companies do in terms of gay friendliness. Well, you would think that this year Target would have been on the cover because of all the things that they did. But you open it up, and I was really shocked to see that, first of all, Walmart, and it's right there, you know, in the early pages, got 100% rating. So you think, okay, did Target get like 150% rating? No, they got the same 100% rating. So you're like, how in the world can that be? And what you find out is reading the criteria for the report and reading the criteria for the way they give their rating, transgender bathroom access is not one of the required things that a company needs to fulfill in order to get the 100% rating. And you don't have to think too long to think, oh my goodness, look at North Carolina and how they were hammered for not allowing that. And here, HRC themselves is not requiring that. I mean, it's like an onion story. It makes your head spin.
So do we have any idea why HRC has yet to add this, at least to the T part of the LGBT rights movement, this all-important issue?
Well, see, that is the $1,064,000 question. Could it be an oversight on their part? I mean, you look at the criteria for their index, and it is very sophisticated. I mean, it's very thoughtful. I don't think it could be an oversight in that sense. Was it an absolute, you know, kind of kick in the shins to the transgender community? Well, they have a pretty long history, and I linked to one article in the Federalist piece that talks about their not-so-friendly relationship with the trans community and sort of throwing them under the bus here and there in the past 20 years. So it may be in that sense that they don't think that trans rights are that big an issue. However, in their report, they brag and pat themselves on the back for expanding their criteria in defense of and for transgender individuals. So, you know, guys, HRC, which way is it?
Could it be also that because they're not only an advocacy group, they're also, in a sense, a PR group?
Yeah.
They realize that this issue may not give the best PR to the cause. they're kind of holding back their suspending judgment until they see how this thing really plays out in terms of PR for the cause.
Well, and absolutely, and they may know from the very beginning what Target found out was that this opens a crazy can of worms that is not just about letting transgender individuals into the bathroom that connects with who they understand they are, but that you and I can go into Target and walk into the woman's restroom and nobody can say boo about it because all we have to do is say, I feel like a woman today. You know, it's that subjective. And maybe they understand that if they were to require that, that it would create a whole host of problems for these different corporations. But what's interesting, and this is related to what you just said, from year one, and they've been doing this for about 15 years, it is required for 100% rating that these companies give philanthropy to gay causes. So, you know, from the very beginning, they said, oh, no, giving to gay causes is absolutely essential. But to date, they do not think that access to bathrooms is essential. And again, in this report, they slam North Carolina for their dangerous, as they call it, dangerous and discriminatory policies. But they do exactly the same thing, which, I mean, you know, these people are opponents of ours, and sometimes you feel bad for your opponents for doing it so poorly, and you almost feel bad for them, but I get over that pretty quickly.
I guess what I'm also wondering is, with regard to those philanthropist efforts on the part of these huge multinational corporations, do they in the report list whether or not money was given by Walmart or Target? Do they actually give numbers?
To HRC?
Yes.
They do not. They do not. I mean, it's interesting because HRC, I mean, you know, I can't speak definitively, but they kind of do operate, it seems like, in a shakedown way of, heck, we're for human rights. We're the human rights campaign. And if you don't sponsor us and give money to us, and I wouldn't doubt that a number of these organizations are giving money to HRC, but there is no indication of that whatsoever.
So given what you know so far, having watched HRC and how they're dealing with this issue, do you expect them to eventually get around to making part of their criteria for rating these companies like Target and Walmart whether or not they are offering transgender bathrooms?
Well, not really, because in the report itself, they have a little section, and it says changes and adjustments that we are going to make in our 2019 report. So this is the 2017. They're not going to make them in 2018, but in 2019, these adjustments and changes. The bathroom criteria is not one of them. I mean, and I expected it to be in there. I mean, you know, okay, an oversight, and, you know, you have 2016 come along in North Carolina. I mean, clearly they would put the bathroom issue in there, but they didn't. They didn't. And it is, I mean, it goes back to what you were saying, Todd, is it makes you wonder, I mean, if they know more than we do about why they're not including that. But they really do need to kind of hush their mouth about places like North Carolina who are not coming to the defense of, you know, the poor transgender people who can't realize their own human dignity if they can't go into the bathrooms that they want. They awarded Walmart for essentially having the same policy that North Carolina does.
I'm wondering about two other scenarios here. One is that they feel as though perhaps the tail's wagging the dog a little bit, that the T at the end of LGBT has become more important than the other letters in the acronym. They still have things they'd like to accomplish. Even with Obergefell, they still have things they'd like to accomplish there. And they're afraid of giving too much control to the transgender community and activists by adopting this issue for them. There, as you mentioned before, there is a tension between the transgender community and the LG and B community.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And that's a very, very big point because, you know, so many of us will say, nearly everybody, who refers to the LGBT community as if this is all one happy family on the bus, you know, moving along. No, the L's and the G's don't really care for one another because they can't understand, you know, why the gays are so sexually promiscuous, and the gays can't understand why the lesbians are so emotionally kind of clingy, and both of those can't understand the bisexuals. It's like, pick a team already and be done with it. And then all of those folks can't understand the trans people. You mentioned Obergefell, the Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage. When opening arguments were happening at the Supreme Court, of course, there were all kinds of people, gay individuals and groups, that were protesting. And HRC was overseeing that, and there were trans folks who showed up, groups with their flags and things, and HRC told them, not asked them, told them to stand down and remove their flags because the trans people weren't good optics for that evening's news. I mean, that's documented in gay publications and things like that. That is an old example of them saying, you know what, you trans people can come to the party if you want, but don't make yourself really known. And so I think that goes to what you're saying. I think you may absolutely be right that they are, you know, not only making the T of LGBT sit at the back of the bus, but not even enter the bus.
Well, and perhaps they're a little concerned, and you raise this in your article as well, that this ideology of transgenderism is in a lot of ways being made up as it goes along. And say what you will about the agenda of the gay rights advocates, they're not making things up as they go along. They know exactly where they've wanted to go and have been really, really good at accomplishing their goals.
Yeah. Well, they really have. I mean, they've got a long-term plan and they know where they're going and they know what each step is. But the whole transgender thing has, I mean, in a sense, I don't mean this angry or ugly against individuals, but it has just gotten so wacky that, you know, they can't control this thing. And what that reminds me is back, you know, when our parents told us, if you're going to be a good liar, you need to have a good memory. They weren't giving us advice. They were saying, you know what? Lying, you're going to get mixed up and you're going to get your story mixed up. And that's exactly what the transgender people are doing today. I mean, I've written elsewhere about what they call chest feeding trans males, where these are women who think that they're men and they present themselves as men. They have facial hair, they've, you know, changed their clothing and stuff, but they still have the desire to get married and they still have their baby producing uteruses and they can still nurse. And so when their babies are born, they have this tremendously, in reference to them, I'll say male desire to nurse their babies. That's how crazy it gets. And these guys are nursing their babies. In fact, Leche League, really an otherwise wonderful organization, has opened up their membership to allow trans men not only to attend nursing classes, but to teach them. I mean, it is insane, but this is the reality that we're living in today.
With things like that said, finally here, Glenn, can an alliance of LGB and T hold together?
They really can't. I mean, you know, in a sense, from a spiritual point of view, you know, Satan is divisive and he accuses and there's not peace and togetherness. And that community is not going to be held together because it really doesn't hold together today. It's, you know, that's more of a PR marketing kind of thing. But no, it won't hold together. It doesn't hold together. And there are very good spiritual and logical reasons for that.
Glenn Stanton is Director of Family Formation Studies for Focus on the Family. He's author of the books The Ring Makes All the Difference and Loving My LGBT Neighbor. Also, a recent column for The Federalist titled The Human Rights Campaign is a Major Hypocrite on Trans Bathroom Policies. You can read it at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Glenn, thanks for being our guest.
Hey, you bet you, Todd. Thanks so much.
We continue our series on C.S. Lewis on the other side of the break. Part two, we're walking through it in kind of three stages. Lewis as an atheist, that was the last time we talked with Dr. Joel Heck. today, Lewis's conversion to Christianity, and then we'll move on to Lewis as a Christian. Stay tuned.
Boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up, muddled up, shook up world. It's up and roll. La 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 la.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans in their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
People are talking about the Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Lutheran FCU was created solely to serve LCMS workers, families, and entities, and proceeds benefit LCMS organizations. Lutheran FCU offers deposit accounts and loans and has service access at thousands of branches and ATMs nationwide. Lutheran FCU also offers members Christian-based lending advice for new loans and refinancing, minimal account fees, and superior personalized service. Check them out at LutheranFCU.org.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Trinity Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Calvary Lutheran, Elgin, Illinois. Advent Lutheran, Zionsville, Indiana. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Worth, Texas. Holy Cross Lutheran, Albany, Oregon. St. John's Lutheran, Evanston, Indiana. Mount Calvary Lutheran, San Antonio, Texas, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Boise, Idaho, Village Lutheran, Ladue, Missouri, Emmanuel Lutheran, Osceola, Iowa, St. Paul Lutheran, Clarinda, Iowa, Trinity Lutheran, Lebanon, Missouri, Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri, The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California, Christ Our Savior Lutheran, Freeburg, Illinois, and Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.